Oh, Billy. I know how much you love the mocking, the humiliation, the shame. Knowing that you don't have a choice in any of this. How easy it is to take and take and take. Emptying your wallet, taking everything you have, knowing that I'm in complete control, knowing that I can have everything and anything I want from you. Kneeling at my feet, while I mock you, tease you, torture you. Taking every last penny that you own, all that you have, all that you'll ever have, is mine. I know how much you love it. How much you enjoy giving and serving me. Being my good, obedient little pet. My sweet little pay pig. You are such a good boy. You serve so well, my best little puppy. You deserve a reward for being such a good boy. You deserve praise, affection, love. Such a sweet, cute boy like you. So obedient. So generous. Such a perfect fence up for me. You always do everything you can to worship me the way you know I deserve. Sending gifts, money, doing all of your little chores and tasks that I give to you. You are such a sweet, wonderful boy, my good Billy. You know I love you. How could I not love such a little cutie? Someone so generous, so willing to serve and spoil me every way I desire. Letting me drain you. Letting me use you, giving you orders and tasks, and all the while you thank me for it. Always willing to give, offering up more and more just to make me happy. You're always so cute, funny, and adorable. I love seeing you on your knees, the perfect little servant pet. You know I could never ask for a better sub, a better slave, a better puppy. No one serves me the way you do. No one is as generous. No one is as cute and handsome. And no one makes me as happy as you do. You always make me smile as you open your wallet for me. All the sweet, wonderful things you say. All of the ways you spoil me. Now you're so eager to serve. So willing to do whatever I ask. Even the simplest, most menial tasks. Random things that I ask you to do. You never hesitate. No other slave is as good a boy as you are, Billy. None of them do all the wonderful things that you do. None of them are as loyal and giving as you are. I could never love any slave the way I love you, my good, sweet little boy. You do so much for me, dedicating your life to me, locking yourself in chastity, knowing I might never, ever let you out. Allowing yourself to be willingly locked away. Caged. Never allowed to touch yourself the way you used to. Putting that sweet cock in my control. That's a real good little boy. That's my perfect little slave. All the work that you do every morning, going to work, knowing that you're going for me. Knowing that every minute that you sit at your desk, you are there for me. All the work you do, working so hard. All the money you make, every penny that goes into your bank account, knowing that at the snap of my finger, it could all be mine. That you work day in and day out to serve and to please your queen. That makes you the best little slave a goddess could ever ask for. Working overtime just so you can spoil me. Knowing that during those extra hours, your whole life purpose is all from me. That every spare second you spend at that desk in that building, working more and more than you ever had to, is all so you could be my favorite little servant. And you're doing so well. You sit there and think about me, don't you? You did it this morning. You'll do it again tomorrow. As you're working, your mind just drifting to me, thinking about my voice, thinking about my feet, all of me running through your mind, knowing that every single second that you sit, it's all for me. You love it, don't you? You earn that money, and you know exactly what you're spending it on. Thinking about what to buy me next. Imagining what I'll say when I see my gift, how I'll praise you, how I might reward you. Maybe you'll get a special little picture, one of my feet, my soles, scrunched and wrinkled, just for you. Maybe you'll be allowed out of your cage just for a short time. Allowed to touch yourself just this once for being such a good boy. Being told to stroke and come. Or maybe you'll be thanked and praised, and that's all you'll get, because you know that you don't do it for rewards. You do it because you love your queen, and your queen loves you. You can feel it inside, can't you? That desire, that overwhelming need to see my feet and to hear my voice telling you over and over what a good boy you are. You can feel it deep inside you right now, can't you? Feeling it building as you hear me whisper to you. That need, that craving, growing, sitting in your chest, in your head, deep in your soul, knowing that if you couldn't see my feet ever again, that life just wouldn't be worth living anymore. Your purpose, your essence is me. It's deep down inside you, Billy. It's been there all along. You just needed to find it. To find a way to express what you truly desired. And now, as you stare at my pictures, as you see the one thing you've been wanting all your life, you know you have found what you need. Look at them. My rounded, soft heel. The long, high, curved arch that bends all the way down my soul. The little imperfections that make it all the more desirable. The smooth, supple skin on the bottoms of my feet that you know you're aching to touch, to feel with your tongue, to smell that heavenly scent. And of course, my long, slender, agile toes that just go on forever. You can see spreading, bending, longer than any you've ever seen before. And all you can think of is how badly you want to put them in your. You've been waiting for feet like this for so long, and finally, you found the ones that you will worship for the rest of your life. Just praying to take my big toe onto your tongue, wrapping your lips around it, sucking gently as I mold your fingertips, gliding down my leg, grabbing onto my heel and taking each toe into your mouth individually, so slowly, making sure to savor each one and enjoy every second that you get to taste my sweaty feet. And as I lay here, your hands and your mouth enjoying my angelic feet, I slowly remove every last bill and coin from your wallet. Each toe you take into your mouth and suckle gently at, one more note from your wallet into my pocket, until as you suck at my last pinky toe on my left foot, you've been drained dry, your wallet emptied completely. It's time your bank account becomes mine. As you lay on the floor, my feet covering your face, smothering you, and just through my gentle touch, my soles pressed against your face, you mumble, telling me all of your bank information. As I drain your accounts and keep smothering you, slipping my toes into your mouth, you don't hesitate to enjoy and let me drain every last penny you have. After all that you own truly belongs to me, I would uncage you, tease you with my feet, make you worship every way I wanted you to. You would do anything for me. We both know that. I would make you uncage yourself, but you still couldn't touch. And after all, I still want more. I want you to go lock up that cock again. Give me the key, because you won't be getting inside for a long, long. You're going to work harder for me now. Every minute of overtime that you can work, weekends, mornings, evenings, it doesn't matter. Empty your savings. Sell your most precious belongings. Anything that you can do to spoil your queen the way she deserves. And you know that I do deserve all you have. Everything I ask you to do, you will obey me. You love me to serve me, to obey me. The simplest, most menial tasks, you will jump at the chance to complete them for me. You'll work second jobs. You'll play little games. You'll do research and help me in anything that I ask, Billy. Because you know that I am worth it. I'm going to make you the best, most obedient little pet that could ever serve a queen. You'll work day and night for me. You'll kneel at my feet. Pedicure my toes. Massage my soles. Wash my feet. And kiss them every night. Because that is what good little servants do. I'll use you as my footstool. Make you bend down and lick them clean. And when I'm bored of you, I'll make you do mundane little tasks that mean nothing. But you'll do them and you'll smile because you know everything you do for me makes your life worth living. Any task given to you is worthy, and you will work like a to be worthy of me. And when you've done exactly as I say, the small rewards will show you what a good boy you really are. And that all your hard work, your loyalty, your generosity will all have made such a difference. Because you know that deep inside you, you were meant to serve me. And that you will always love your queen. And your queen truly loves you, Billy. My good, obedient, cute, sweet,